Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday. Listen, Horny, y'all know it's thunder and lightning Tuesday. Did y'all know that up in here? Oh, let me tell y'all something. My broadcast live from the Windy City. It's still clear around here. It's clear outside. About 50 degrees. 50 degrees on a Tuesday night, Horny, in the winter city, baby. I'm telling you, listen. It's November the 8th, 2022. 10 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 11 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is a time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Kuwait. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum. GumboRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum, honey, baby, child. We got natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Go, and we got natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. And listen, I might need a little sip to knock me out and put me to sleep tonight, baby. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum is Steve Gum. I'm telling you, listen. We all excited up in here. We excited up in here on tonight. Let me tell you something. Independent artist Glorious M is in the house, and she got some bad, showing up bad music, baby. Listen. I got to put my slow dancing shoes on for this one because Glorious M, she got it going on, baby. I need my slow dancing shoes. Do you hear me? I need my little bobtail dress on, honey, because she got a bad number on tonight. Listen, while y'all on Facebook tonight, use keyword Fierce Bell. When the page goes up, give it a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Baby. Where's your music being heard? Come on, talk to me, internet. Talk to me. Listen. Your music is being heard all over the world. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Mama always got a life lesson. Always have a life lesson. Listen, y'all, I guess I'm going to start out on a life lesson because the last show I had superstar Russell Levy on the show. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know I'm a trained life coach. Y'all understand I'm a trained licensed life coach. Let me tell you, I do have certification and papers as a trained life coach from Monique Carradine. She trained me years, many years ago. She was a reporter at Fox 32 News here in the Windy City. She was a reporter and a journalist, but she's no longer around here. She's off in Puerto Rico, living in Puerto Rico. That was years ago. I had my paper from her as a licensed life coach. Now, let me tell y'all something. They got that out the way. Let me tell y'all something up in here, why I'm so excited on tonight. Let me give you a life lesson. Listen. It is so very important to make sure you got your energy and your spirit fine-tuned on positivity. So listen, you know, Russell, superstar Russell, and I may play his song again on tonight, but I'm going to tell you something. Russell is so positive. And listen, you can't fake around with positivity. You can't pretend to be positive. You know, you can't. See, listen, Russell vibrates on a level and his frequency. It's such a high vibration. until the residue is still all up in this place, still all up in this place, because he vibrates on the frequency on a real. He's on for real. He's on for real. He's on 100. So let me tell you something. That's why it's so important to be on 100. If you're trying to do something, listen, y'all stay with the story. If you're trying to do something in life and you're trying to make a change or you're trying to make a shift, let's do it this way. Maybe you're trying to make a shift in your life, right? And so listen, it makes a difference when you operate and vibrate on a level of positivity, because guess what? If you're trying to change your career, if you're trying to change whatever goal, if you're working in a certain career and you're trying to change it and you're going on interviews, listen, let me tell y'all something. You can walk in a room to do an interview, and I'm telling you, your presence is going in before you. Before you open your mouth, before you do anything, your presence is coming in the room ahead of you. Let me tell you something. It is real. Listen, let me tell y'all, it is so real. It is so real, and nobody can change my mind from thinking that way. Nobody can change my mind because, you know what, I experience it all the time. And listen, even strangers will tell me. Strangers have told me, even in the past, I'm just going in the ladies' room, wherever I'm going in, and somebody's already in there, right? This happened to me one time. Somebody is already in the ladies' room. Now, ain't nobody trying to have no conversation with nobody in no bathroom, right? I comes into the bathroom, and the lady was standing there. She's looking in the mirror, combing her hair. She turns around. She said, woo! She said, our presence came in here with you. Do you hear what I'm talking about? Now, listen, I cannot make this up. I cannot make this up, right? I wasn't even trying to make up something like that. It actually happens. It happens all the time. So, listen, even when you get into somebody's vehicle, I'm telling y'all this for a reason, because it will change your life. It will shift your life. Whatever is going wrong in your life, you got to make a shift, right? You got to make a shift in your energy. So listen, whatever you're thinking in your mind, whatever you have in your spirit, you got to shift that. You got to shift it. You got to shift it to make a shift in your life. So listen, if you're trying to do something on a higher vibration, you got to shift the way you're thinking all the time, right? And listen, it could be days where you're having a challenge. So, you know, we're not always going to be on positive. We try to be positive 100% of the time. But listen, things happen to pull you, right, in a different direction. Now, stay with me. We hermits, so things happen and be like, oh, my goodness gracious. So listen, I am telling you, when you operate on a different frequency of being positive, you leave a presence behind when you leave the room and when you enter the room. So listen, when you enter the room, the presence is coming in with you, right? When you leave the room, you're leaving it behind. Because I'm telling you, when people make decisions after you left that interview or whatever meeting you have after you've left, guess what? Your presence is still in the room. And guess what else happens? They remember you. They remember you by your energy. They remember you by your spirit. So listen, either you got a good spirit or you got a terrible spirit, right? So you want to make sure you are fine-tuned on the right frequency and right vibration before you go to your meeting or wherever you're going. And when you want to stay on that frequency all the time, because it makes a difference. Okay, so listen. I'm telling you, I hope that was able to help somebody, because it is real and it is true. Listen, when you get in the vehicle, it gets in with you. Wherever your body is going, that frequency and that energy is going with you, right? And so listen, it is a real thing. It's not something that's made up. It's not some type of hooky-dooky weird stuff. I'm not talking about nothing like that. It is real. Everybody has a spirit or energy. Everybody, every human being. Because guess what? We all came from God. We all came from God. And what? God is the supreme being, right? So listen, either you fine-tune the God spirit or you fine-tune to somebody else's spirit, you don't want to be walking around and fine-tuned to Satan's spirit, because he ain't operating on the right frequency. Now listen, if you on his frequency, you need to get off that real fast, because I'm telling you, all kind of things can happen when you're on the wrong frequency. I'm telling you, listen, let me tell you this. I'm going to get on to the music, because this song is Lost in You, and it's a super bad song. Let me tell you something. When I talk to individuals, I ask a lot of questions. You know why? Because I'm discerning to see what you got going on in your life, right? So listen, and you all have to remember and think that way. It's nothing wrong with asking individuals questions. When people come to me for different reasons, different questions, that they might have something going on in their life, they might need some help with something, I ask a lot of questions, because I want to see what's going on in your life, you know, because I have to make a educated choice, an educated decision, whether I'm going to help this person or not. But I need to know why you're in the state that you're in. I'm going to ask a lot of questions, and I'm going to meditate and think over the answers that you're giving me, right? So listen, and this is something that is just critically important. It's just really important. So listen, I got to get on to the music. independent artist Glorious, M. Glorious, M. Lost in You. I am telling you, this song is hot. Glorious M. is hot with this one right here. It is called Lost in You, Lost in You. Let me tell you something. This song, it speaks to the audience that chooses love over and over again, chooses faith in someone over and over again. It chooses, you choose belief in an individual over and over again. Has their mental health deteriorated from wanting to love someone endlessly after hurt and pain and feeling stuck in the dark with no way out of the cold, dark night? Now listen, this song is hot, and her voice is phenomenal. She delivers it phenomenal. She is phenomenal. Listen, I want you all to experience everything that is independent artist Glorious M, and it is Lost in You, Lost in You. Even after the show is over, this is a live show, even after the show is over, you can hear this song over and over again on Spotify, iHeartRadio. We are all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Fierce Female Network. All you got to do is Google Fierce Female Network. You'll find it on iTunes, Audible, Amazon Music, you know, Google Podcasts, everywhere. We are syndicated. So listen, this is Lost in You. Y'all check this out.
Lost in you, but I still got faith in you. Losing you, but I still wanna stay with you. Make me feel like I have never been here. Make me feel like I have never stayed here. Maybe
it's Lost in You, Lost in You. You know what, guys? That song is so magical. It is so magical because you know what? If you ever really experience love on the real, you know, everybody know love is magical, right? Now, listen, I'm dialing it down just a little bit. Y'all know I'm always hyped up and excited and always on 100 or 1,000. You know, I'm always up there. But listen, let me tell you something about being lost in you in this song. And I love this song because it talks about choosing love over and over again. You know, if you ever really been in love, it's the best feeling in the world. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that love is the best feeling in the world, right? And so now when I speak about love and being in love, I am not speaking of first thing people go to is sex. And I like to always remind people that I'm not talking about the sex part because everybody gets it. Everybody knows that, you know, everybody know that part is great and awesome, right? But I'm not talking about, I'm talking about a deeper level. Well, I guess y'all probably say, what's deeper than the sexual part of it? But listen, Real love. Listen, let me tell you something. Real love will cause you to serve your mate, right? When you are really, really truly in love, you serve. Because when you're serving unto God, you're not serving the person. You know, people get it a little twisted up, and they, you know, get a little twist, can serve, and the lady can serve. And it should be that way. Both individuals serve one another because you're serving the Lord. You know what? When you really trust and believe in God, right? When you trust and believe in Him, you understand that love is God, because God is love, right? And so when we're in a relationship, when we're in a marriage, and we're in a committed relationship, we serve one another because we're doing it unto God. The man is serving the lady, and the lady is serving the man, right? Because really, you're doing it unto God, and you're doing it with love, you're doing it with compassion, right? And you're understanding that it's not about who's control. Nobody is controlling anybody. You know, people have to think about control. So listen, when true love, I'm talking about pure love, love like a dove, D-O-V-E, pure love is just so wonderful and so kind. And when you're in that person's presence, you just soak them in. You soak in their presence because you love being in their presence, right? Love is a presence. When you're in that person's presence, you just take it all in, right? And it's almost like the world just stops. You just love it, love it, love it. So listen, as she said, lost in you speaks to the audience that chooses love over and over again, chooses faith in someone over and over again. And that's what love is. When you truly love, you choose that person over and over again, you have faith in that person over and over again, and you have trust in that person over and over again. That's why when people step outside of their relationship, you break their trust, you break their bond, and it hurts like hell. You know what I'm saying? It hurts like hell. But listen, when you're serving one another, and you're serving God and you're serving one another, you don't even think about breaking that trust bond. You don't even think about that. It doesn't even enter your mind because you're committed, you're loyal, and you're honest with that person, with your spouse, right? So listen, this song, Lost in You, is phenomenal. I love it. It's almost like, you know, you get lost in a bowl of ice cream and you just want to stay in a bowl of ice cream. Everybody loves ice cream, right? And that's a great way to put it. That's a great analogy. Everybody loves ice cream. So when you get lost in someone, you are lost in that bowl of ice cream and you just don't want to come out because it feels so doggone good. Listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. I love this song, Lost in You. It is a smash hit. She delivers it very well. Her voice is awesome. She's just like Sade. She's just like, I'm telling you, everybody knows Sade and the way Sade sings. And I'm telling you, Sade has a loyal fan base. And this young lady, independent artist Glorious M, her fan base, dedicated. Delivering music like this, you cannot help but have a dedicated fan base. So listen, I love this song. It is phenomenal and awesome. I'm pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. And guess what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.